we said that the one that goes to the rabbi with the kameya amulet, unless it has been proven to work, is an amulet maker who says that he's a mumcha, you're allowed to trust. Different things that used to wear or put on for a fuya, an egg of a grasshopper, or a tooth of a wolf, a nail of something that was crucified. But it says that it's not also for the donkey and oil. This is clearly done for refuah purposes. It's something which is not clear that it's for refuah, can be a problem. So this is a whole big sugya, which you should all kind of, these sound like pretty strange things, but in those days it was Makuba that had some type of medicinal effect, and therefore it's not considered the Dark Yamori found the way to go some type of school. Today there's all kinds of things. You also have stones and pendulums and all this non-conventional stuff, homeopathic energy points, etc. There's a whole big discussion in the Pesachim, what category that goes into. It goes into the category of this. There's some halach in these things, even though it's not a regular medical halach. Therefore, it's within the heter of things that were tzarich before. Was a concern that it's shaitas to avodah zarah, which is not acceptable.